Hi everybody, welcome to Bucks UK TV. It's episode 117 in a very rare Victory Monday, people. It's only the Panthers, but we will take it. It's only 3 points, but we will take it. Everyone's still got a job. Everyone's happy. Mariana, the Mike Evans show, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% the Mike Evans show. Although we did have a little bit of a run game this week, but Mike Evans show, I mean, 1,000 yard season again. What a professional, what a player for the Bucks. You can't really say much more than that. He's just been the stalwart of our team for so long now. And I just hope he gets paid in the off season and stays with us.
Yeah, I'm of the mind now. I don't care how much it is, and I don't care. We're already in salary cap hell. We might as well be in salary cap hell with players we love.
On the field.
Yeah, I was just, yeah, the fact he made the catch, got he knew he'd made the catch and made the yards, got up, threw the ball to the ref, and went back again. There was no like singing or dancing or hip wiggling, he just got on with it. Fantastic. Let's stick with the offense then, David. We scored enough points to win a game. How did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, heavy reliance on Mike Evans. I mean, he got most of our yards, two fantastic catches. It was great to see Chris Godwin actually get over the line and get his first touchdown of the season. I mean, amazing how he hasn't got it. And it wasn't a pass either. He had to do it with his legs. 21 points, just about enough. We made hard work always against a 10-1 team or 1-10 team. Let's not cover it up. It was a win, but it was 3 points against a pretty poor team. And I know, we were struggling, but actually, offensively, we had most of the team out there. There wasn't many people missing offense. Defense, we were short. So, offense, you still think we should have been racking up more points than we got.
Well, let's stick with offense. Phil, it felt like for the first half at least, we opened up the playbook a little bit.
Yeah, we did. It was one or two very nice, refreshing changes there, but I have to admit, I watched it and I thought, you have to feel for Rashard White, don't you? I mean, it's up the gut. They don't make any, that offensive line's making no holes for him to run through. And you think, oh, it's only me, just me, only me who just thinks, it's just not.
And the 20 of us that are on the forum. I mean, I know stats don't work this way. So he had one carry of 30 yards, zippity doo dah. Take that off, and he's got 19 carries for 54 yards. It's still less than 3 yards a carry.
Yeah, I mean, from the first play up the gut didn't work. So let's try it again, shall we? And I thought, just because I honestly think he's not as bad as people led to believe. I think he's okay. He's a good, and I've noticed that he's always a safety feature for Baker Mayfield. He's always there, just there just to get Baker out of trouble.
Yeah, if he's not on the swing pass, he does seem to have been improving. I think one on the pass blocking actually, it felt like several times the pocket was really close onto Baker. I don't know if that's just because he looked like teeny tiny and can't throw over the line, but it felt like it was really closing on him. But he always got the pass away. Although dare I say it, Mariana, it didn't always go to the receiver.
Well, unfortunately, he did throw an interception. But he's still been generally a lot more, safe and steady playing at quarterback for us. And we've said from day one, he doesn't need to win the game for us. He just needs to manage it well, and he just needs to not throw the game away. And for the most part, he's still doing that. And I've grown to love him. I was all up on the Trask hype train pre-season, but I've definitely grown to love Mayfield. He really does wear his heart on his sleeve. He always puts in 100%. You see that guy putting his body on the line for us. He'll run it and not be scared of tackles. And yeah, what can I say? And he gets the job done. And when you've got players like Mike Evans out there, sometimes the ball doesn't need to get to the receiver because Mike Evans knows how to get a pass interference call. Normally, he had one go the wrong way, but you
apparently
know,
someone
he
picking you up, running you backwards, and that's not going to be a flag. Yeah.
He can draw it. He can manage to get those pass interference calls. So sometimes the ball doesn't need to actually get into his hands for us to get yardage out of it, and we have to remember that with players like Mike Evans out there.
I just saw Phil's blood pressure rise as you mentioned that, Mariano. Are you still smarting?
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, I rate him. Start of the season, a bit like Mariano, I thought, no, dear, this is a disaster. But I think he's okay, but the overthrows, oh, dear. You know, he's just too many. But I will say something, though, you know, I saw something in that game. I didn't think I'd ever see an offensive line worse than ours. No. Dear me, no time for that man to operate, you know. No time for that man to operate.
Well, let's switch to talk about the defense then. So I think you're saying that there was some good pressure. David, what about the defensive side of the ball? As expected, unfortunately, Antoine Winfield leading tackler, which you never want that in the secondary.
No, but I mean, we were so desperate on linebacker to start with, weren't we? I mean, we already had White and Levante out. KJ Britt going out, the fourth defensive play of the game.
We probably expected to see Christy running out there. Big shout out to you, Christy.
Exactly.
Well done. Well done. You got to run the flag. We thought at one point they were going to give you some pads and stick you out there at middle linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, our defence, it's amazing how hot and cold they go. You know, they'll hold, they'll tight, they'll look brilliant. And then next series, it just seemed to be wide open and all over the place. Then they get tight again. It's difficult, really, to understand them and where they're going and how they can't seem to play a complete game. But given all the circumstances and the lack of depth we had out there, I thought actually they did a pretty good job, albeit, as we said, you know, their offensive line wasn't great. We got to them a lot of pressure, and we did a job. I think the thing that surprised me most of anything was the coverage in the secondary and how well we seem to pick their receivers up. And on the coverage, they seem to be showing that an awful lot, which was something, I think, for us Bucks fans, we haven't seen a great deal of in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. So,
yeah,
got the job done.
I'm not a sort of super X and O specialist, but when they were showing those replays, it looked like we were in man coverage. And yeah. I think that's clearly what the Bucks are better at. And dare I say it, because there's a lower caliber of receiver running at us, we're probably more confident knowing that we're going to put our corners out on an island or, you know, only have one deep in the middle or something like that. I think that really, as you say, freed up the thing. And I guess on a different day with a younger Shaq Barrett and a JTS that can move, we might possibly be able to get some pressure. I mean, Mariana, the defense as a whole, obviously, your good friend Devin White, not able to suit up today or yesterday.
Yeah, as David alluded to, we were very short at linebacker. But the guy stepped up again. You know, we've had a player like JJ Russell step up. Christian Isian forced a fumble. So we're having a lot of these sort of younger unknown people step up. I think Diaby again coming through really nicely, got another sack. So what I'm seeing is some of the depth that we've got on the defence, and Diaby's really growing on me as well since he started coming in. I really think we've got potentially a sort of really good future if he can continue. I think what it looked like, and I don't know, I've not seen like snap counts exactly, but it looks like he's almost taken a step over JTS now. It felt like he was getting more plays than JTS, which is something that I think probably a lot of the people that have been on this pod over the sort of last couple of seasons would say, well, you know, it's time that someone more effective is jumping over him. So maybe that will push JTS to improve. Maybe not. Maybe. But as I say, he's really he's grown on me. And then we do have someone like Antoine Winfield, who is just so dependable. He's always out there. He seems to be on every tackle. He just pops up and he's either, making a sack or getting an interception, or he turns up every game. Just love him.
And they're always impactful plays. So it wasn't just an interception, it was an interception to seal the game.
Yeah.
You know, and he, and there's so many times where it's been him and him alone covering deep, or having to bat down balls in the end zone, exactly as you say. But yeah, yeah, so yeah, Russell, second leading tackler, Diaby, third leading tackler, and JTS kind of barely getting on the stat sheet, although I guess we're four combination tackles, one solo. But I guess someone else that didn't get on the stat sheet really, Shaq Barrett, only one assisted tackle on a day when we needed linebackers. It felt like, you know, they just couldn't stay healthy and couldn't perform as a unit. I guess I wonder, do you think, Phil, we might be looking next year, do you think it might be Diaby one side, JTS the other, or do we need to go shopping?
I think we need to go shopping. I think patience with JTS is running out now. He's we've always been saying, yeah, just give him a bit longer, give him a bit longer. But he's week in, week out, he's not failing to impress too much, you know. And I'm surprised nobody's mentioned Kansi, how well he's playing.
He's
a real store, you know, powerhouse.
Half of the team's QB hits were Kansi, so
he's been a tremendous player. But the player I want to give a smack around is Carlton Davis, though. Oh dear, oh dear.
Silly penalties.
1 minute he's doing some fantastic play, the next thing he's throwing penalties, and it's just drives me absolutely so frustrating to watch Carlton Davis. But I think you've also got to remember, you know, we sold our soul to win the Super Bowl, and we sold our soul the following season. And we knew coming into this season, you know, with all the cap hit we've got, that we were going to be struggling. And really, I think we've got the backbone going forward of a really, you know, a really strong team. But I think we've done well. I really do, you know.
Certainly wouldn't trade it in, put it that way.
No. No, done very, very well. Yeah, I mean, even I saw Todd smile, honestly.
And he even used a timeout. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it's like babies. Maybe it's just trapped wind or something.
Yeah, he did. I saw him smile, honestly. Honestly, I'm sure I was. Yeah. But it's, I think we've got the makings of a good team. Good team. And, yeah,
in our off-season review, we'll do a who to keep, who to bench, you know, buy, sell, all of that sort of thing. But that's probably enough of a wrap-up on the Falcons. I'm sorry, not the Falcons game. A wrap-up on the Panthers game before we start to talk about the Falcons game. So, yeah, Mariana, Phil, David, thank you. And join us shortly in the week, in a few days' time, where you can hear our preview about what I think is shaping up to be a very important game. So we'll see you then. And until then, go Bucks!
Go Bucks!
Go Bucks! Go Bucks.